World Updates from the Oval. The effect and perhaps even the goal is to create as much chaos for universities and international students as possible. These are the statements against administration of President Donald Trump in a lawsuit. Why? You'll know later in the podcast. A nation opened its lockdown in early May for football matches. Some people claim it. Number of corona patients increased due to this case. President elections held. Incumbent president won. Now president wanted to reimpose the lockdown again. But this time people were not ready to approve. Stay with me to know about it. A lot changes in a day, so we must know it. Hello friends, you have tuned into The World As We Know It, presented by The Oval, a daily news capsule of updates from around the world. So let's get started with all that happened on 8th of July, starting the updates with the largest continent of the world, that is Asia. Pakistan invited India for a review to be filed against a military court's death sentence to former Indian Navy commander Kulbhushan Jadhav on charges of espionage and sabotage. India, on the other hand, urged the United Nations International Court of Justice to intervene, terming it an unfair trial. After passing the controversial national security law for Hong Kong, China on Wednesday inaugurated an office for its intelligence officers to work in Hong Kong. It is located in a rapidly converted hotel overlooking the city's Victoria Park. Using their veto powers, Russia and China blocked the United Nations Security Council from extending its approval of aid deliveries from Turkey to Russia for a year. This came despite the UN warning that many Syrian lives depend on cross-border access between the two countries. Meanwhile, remaining 13 council members voted in favor of the resolution drafted by Germany and Belgium. In a historic ruling for the LGBTQ community in Thailand, the cabinet gave its nod to a civil partnership bill that would recognize same-sex unions, granting nearly equal legal rights as married couples have. Thailand would become the second Asian nation to allow registration of same-sex unions after Taiwan, if the legislation is passed by the parliament. After the US imposed travel bans on China, the dragon hit back with visa restrictions. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said it would target US individuals with egregious conduct related to Tibet issues. The US had imposed travel bans on Chinese officials, which according to them are restricting foreigners' access to Tibet. Sources for the Asian updates were Reuters and Al Jazeera. Let's move on to the pair of continents, America. The big news is right here. Donald Trump, yes, President of the United States, has again blown a trumpet. Of course, not of his praise, but has given a new debate across the nation. His administration's decision announced on Monday, 6th July, to deport foreign students to their native countries if their classes go full online. It has ignited another fight between his administration and student society. Howard University and MIT have sued against Trump's administration in the US District Court in Massachusetts to attain a temporary restraining order that would quickly stop the government from enforcing this decision. Howard and MIT assert that the rule violates the Administrative Procedure Act. President of Howard, Lawrence S. Bacow, told the Howard community Wednesday, "We will pursue this case vigorously so that our international students at institutions across the country can continue their studies without the threat of deportation." Guatemalan authorities have arrested two sons of former president of Panama, Ricardo Martinelli, following an extradition request by the United States, where they are facing money laundering charges. Ricardo Alberto Martinelli and Luis Enrique Martinelli were trying to board a humanitarian flight out of Guatemala on Monday. Federal investigators seized 81 vehicles of an estimated worth of $3.2 million, which were being transferred to Venezuela for wealthy and politically powerful people, chief of the Miami Homeland Security Investigation Office said that these thefts are just a small part of the smuggling racket which has just started. Thomas Lane, one of the four officers charged in George Floyd murder case, wants the case to be dismissed against him for lack of probable cause. African American George Floyd was strangled to death as Officer Derek Chauvin pressed his neck via his legs while former officer Lane was holding Floyd's legs at the time. Quing was holding Floyd's back and Thao was managing nearby bystanders. Uruguay has received an airplane carrying 7 metric tons of medical supplies from United Arab Emirates to fight the spread of coronavirus pandemic. Sources for the American updates were The Hill, Deutsche Welle, Associated Press, Star Tribune and Bahrain News Agency. Well friends, if you want to listen updates from all around the world with just your earphones and speaker plugged in very quick time, follow us, subscribe us and like our post on Spotify, Google Podcast, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Telegram, YouTube and all other social media platforms with username @OvalTheGlobal, where you can have more information about the world while you do other things also. You know how to use social media in a knowledgeable and productive ways. So just go to @OvalTheGlobal. Let's move on to the next continent, Europe. The second big news of the day. Protests in Serbia turned violent to an extent that the police had to use tear gas to fight off the demonstrators in Belgrade, even as President Aleksandar Vučić took back his decision to reimpose a lockdown in the capital this week. Protesters didn't stop. The opponents blamed the far-right President Vučić for contributing to a spike in deaths and new coronavirus cases after he lifted the previous lockdown measures. Far-right nationalists have been blamed for stirring up the unrest and storming the assembly buildings. Opponents accused the president of lifting the lockdown far too early in May, allowing football matches with spectators and few limitations on movement ahead of elections on 21st June that Mr. Vučić's party won by a landslide. Serbia's chief epidemiologist, Predrag Kon, said later that Belgrade was improving and lockdown in the city was unlikely. There are also some sources who assert that authorities are hiding the real data of COVID-19 patients and deaths. We can only hope that situation does get under control, even with the world also. Britain released a series of measures to help uplift the nation from an anticipated spike in unemployment due to coronavirus. The government unveiled a new bonus plan aimed at getting firms to retain workers that have been idle for months. Also noteworthy is a new Eat Out to Help Out discount scheme. Moreover, the government will pay companies £1,000 bonus for each employee they take back. Moving on the footsteps of its neighbor, Latvia, Lithuania banned the Russian state TV channel Russia Today, effective from Thursday. The decision follows recommendations of Lithuanian Foreign Ministry as Dmitry Kislev, who allegedly controls Russia Today, is blacklisted by the European Union. Now, why is Kislev on the blacklist? It is because of his alleged role in prompting Kremlin propaganda in support of Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. A doctor was convicted of killing Germany's former president Richard von Weizsäcker's son Fritz von Weizsäcker. He was awarded a prison term of 12 years. Fritz was stabbed to death last year in November while he was delivering a lecture in Berlin. Prosecutors said the defendant had acted out of hatred for the former German president, who died in 2015, blaming him for the use of the chemical known as Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. Britain's former International Trade Secretary Liam Fox to be nominated for the post of head of the WTO. He was a cabinet minister in Theresa May's government between July 2016 and July 2019. He was described as the ideal candidate to lead the WTO by the government. Sources for the European updates were Associated Press and The Guardian. Noloiso Sandile, 56-year-old Queen of Amarharbe, royal family of South Africa, died of COVID-19. South Africa has 10 officially recognized kingdoms representing various ethnic groups whose leaders play largely ceremonial roles and settle minor disagreements. Noloiso was head of one of those 10 kingdoms. Prime Minister Amadou Gon Coulibaly of Ivory Coast died aged 61 in the capital Abidjan. After a 2 months absence during which he was receiving medical treatment in France, he returned to Ivory Coast on July 2nd. In October, he was about to run for president of the nation. South Africa is preparing a mass grave site of 1.5 million capacity, a health official of Gauteng State told Associated Press. South Africa has right now more than 215,000 cases of COVID-19. A mass grave of 180 bodies was found near the town of Djibo of Burkina Faso. Residents of Djibo told New York-based Human Rights Watch that the dead bodies had been left in groups along major roads under bridges and in fields and vacant lots between November 2019 to June 2020. According to Human Rights Watch, residents believe that the majority of the victims were ethnic Fulani or Pheul men, and that many were found blindfolded and with bound hands and had been shot. Corinne Dufka, Sahel director at Human Rights Watch, said in a statement that Burkina Faso authorities need to urgently uncover who turned Djibo into a killing field. More than 19 Nigerian soldiers were killed in a planned attack in the Borno state of the nation. A special forces team on a counter-terrorism operation on Gliadugri Damboa Road in Borno state was ambushed by the terror group Boko Haram. Sources for the African updates were News 24, Africa News, Associated Press, Al Jazeera, and the Daily Trust. And the last region in today's update list is Middle East. King Abdul Aziz Public Library of Saudi Arabia, in collaboration with United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestine Refugees, has digitized more than 250,000 pages of Palestinian history. Books, maps, and manuscripts covering Jerusalem's history since 1528 are available at the UNRWA Libraries Network. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that war in Libya has turned to unprecedented levels because of foreign interference. After the dethronement of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, the country has plunged into war chaos. Since 2014, Libya has been split into two governments. Military commander Khalifa Haftar in Eastern Party supported by UAE, Egypt and Russia, while the government backed internationally is supported by Turkey. Thousands of Sudanese, mostly internally displaced people across Darfur, have joined the sit-in held in Nertiti town to demand a stop to ongoing attacks by pro-government militia. Protection of civilians, protection of the upcoming agricultural season, sacking of the local authority and the area's army commander, and the withdrawal of militias from the areas are some of their basic demands. Due to a financial crisis looming over Lebanon, some of its citizens have switched to the barter system, exchanging goods and services in return of food and other essentials. A Facebook group called Lebanon Barters garnered over 16,000 members in just a month. Lebanon's financial crisis, on its peak since the 1975-1990 civil war, has seen unemployment skyrocket and even the value of the Lebanese pound fall 80%. Restrictions to combat the deadly coronavirus were reimposed in Israel, which included the closure of bars, gyms, and event halls, and redeployment of a contentious phone surveillance program used to order people into quarantine. The country is now witnessing around 1,000 new cases a day. Sources of the Middle East were Arab News, Associated Press, Middle East Eye, and France 24. At the rate over the global, just type this username in your every social media account, and you can get more world's updates on just one platform and even within 15 minutes. If you liked our content, please like, follow, subscribe, and more importantly, share it with all the people you know. What if Edison had not told the world about the electric bulb? Well, you know the answer even better than me. So, propagation of knowledge is equally important with its knowing. Check out and follow our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Telegram accounts at the handle @OverTheGlobal. Share it with your people. Also, if you have any suggestions, be our guest. We heed over the comments. Thanks a lot for listening to us. Keep reading and keep knowing, because only knowing cures most of our problems.